Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Thursday, January 23rd. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,000 head will be offered, 7,000 yearling steers, 6,000 plus yearling heifers, 15,000 weaned calves, 300 calves on cows, and a couple of hundred head of bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, visit the website, SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117. Thursday, January 23rd, our first regular sale of the new year, coming from Fort Worth, 8 a.m. Central Time on the 23rd. Remember, Superior Livestock has been delivering dependable for over 30 years. The latest foreign animal disease preparation update from the pork checkoff shows there's little opportunity for China to get a lot of traction on African swine fever in 2020. They list several reasons why. Their decimated breeding herd, 50% of it basically gone over the last year, continued outbreaks of African swine fever in that country, and lack of adherence to containment efforts suggest that there's little hope for a rebound in Chinese pork production here in 2020. As for the United States, Roy Lee Lindsay of the pork industry says the key is to make sure it doesn't get into the U.S. And he also wants to remind consumers, hey, African swine fever is one disease you don't have to worry personally about.
Well, again, as we begin any conversation about African swine fever, we start with the notion that this is a disease that only affects swine. It does not impact human health. Pork is safe to eat. You prepare it properly, it's safe to eat. There's no impact on human health from African swine fever. So that's just always start with that notion to remind folks. But in terms of the disease itself, the mortality rate amongst pigs that get it is 95%. So if you get it, you're basically going to figure that every pig in your herd's going to die. There's no vaccine. While we're researching vaccines and, you know, I think making progress on vaccines, we're still 10 to 20 years from having a commercially viable vaccine. That's a long time in terms of how diseases spread, et cetera. So really the only thing we can do is to try to keep the virus out of the U.S. hog herd.
In the case of African swine fever, it has impacted all aspects of agriculture, not just the hog industry, the pork industry, but the cattle industry, the poultry industry will be impacted by African swine fever for years, and the feed industry, both feed grains as well as oil seeds, will be impacted by the reduction in hogs in China for years as well. And Roy Lee Lindsay offers a word to the wise. If you are a livestock operator, you need to be thinking about biosecurity on your operation, on your place. Big operator, small operator, doesn't matter. You need biosecurity.
If you buy a new animal, how do you introduce that to your herd? Do you quarantine it for a period of time to make sure you're not bringing a new disease in? You should. That's certainly what a veterinarian would tell you to do. Do you have a good relationship with your veterinarian? Are they visiting your farm regularly, looking at your animals, doing a visual inspection, checking for signs of illness, signs of disease?
Roy Lee Lindsay. The I's have been dotted, T's been crossed on USMCA legislation. It's been sent now from the Senate to the White House, a signing ceremony by President Trump likely to happen in a matter of days. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 42nd annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, coming up Saturday, February the 1st at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. They'll be featuring 65 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Angus Plus, Hereford, Pole Hereford, Charlet, Simmental, Shorthorn Plus, and others. For more information or a catalog, you can call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattlemen@yahoo.com. That's rmccattlemen@yahoo.com.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.